Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, May 22nd. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Grab and Go. And our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 3, which says, Jesus said to his disciples, Take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. I was reading an article recently that asked the question, What would you grab if you had to leave your house in 30 minutes or less? The article went on to talk about preparation and safety measures a person or family should have in place if there is an emergency and you need to leave your home quickly. Detailed information was given about having a go bag prepared with items such as a change of clothes, cell phone charger, medications, personal care items, water, blanket, small notebook and pen, a supply of cash, and copies of important documents. The article got me thinking that I probably am not the best prepared to leave my home quickly, with emergency items all in one place. Then I got thinking about Jesus. When he sent out his disciples, he sent them to share the good news of God's love and offer healing. He tells them to take nothing, but to rely on the hospitality of others. Certainly in any emergency or crisis, we all rely on the care, kindness, and goodness of others, but we still need to be prepared. In addition to having a go bag, what else would you make sure you grab if you had to go quickly? Would it be some pictures and sentimental items? I have a short list in my mind of sentimental items I would hope to have time to take. But I would also grab my Bible. And if I couldn't grab my physical Bible, I would want to make sure I could grab from my mind enough verses or phrases from Scripture to carry me through any emergency or crisis I might face. I invite you to not only think about having a sensible emergency preparation plan, but to have some scriptures committed to memory that you can grab from your mind to remind you of the love and strength of God's presence. This way you can go into any situation knowing that God is with you. Here are a few scriptures to grab as a starting point. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22. In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. May it be so for each of us. Thanks be to God. Amen.